notoriously Sydney and unmistakably Aussie, like the Australiano, a unique taste of McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready. Gather round your radio now for Hughesy and Aaron.
Big night of television for the Hughesy and Aaron show. Aaron Mullen's new show started on Sky News at 7 p.m. last night. Will be every Sunday night. The reviews are in and they are glowing for her hosting role. So, and yeah, absolutely nailed it, Aaron. Well done. Oh,
thank you, legends.
And you, young man.
Yeah.
First, Ed Cavalier, have you been paying attention? Won a Logie. It's how many? They've won 6, I believe, and they would have won 9 probably if they had have had the last couple of years. So, yeah, well done, Ed. I said you'd win, and you did win.
Thank you very much. What if you'd been robbed of 2 gold?
Yeah, I do believe that I did win the last 2 gold, so
yeah, great
they didn't
point.
Have it. So yeah, so but it was the Logies was a long night, and yeah, it was a good night, but it was a long night.
You started at 3 p.m. and
started at 3 p.m. on the red carpet with the new cast of the Masked Singer. So
mate, your Spice Girl was there.
Yeah, Mel B was there, so we're trying to get everyone on the red.
Formerly of this parish.
Yes.
I saw her and Sophie Monk give each other a big hug. I was like, where are they two? Those two know each other from. Oh, yeah, that's right.
How would they want to show together here?
Yes, yeah, well, formerly of this parish, this very parish.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not a religion, though, but we are. Yeah, we're a network. So it was tricky on the red carpet trying to get everyone together at the same time.
Man.
The powers that be at Channel 10 were planning that we were all going to walk the red carpet together, but it was really hard.
Make a splash.
I know, because, you know, someone would jump off and, you know, I'd get called over to do an interview with someone holding a phone.
Yeah.
And then I'd realise it was just a fan.
You did a lot of one-on-ones.
Jenny here from The Australian. Hughesy, say hi to my dad. Thank you.
Just a lot of one-on-ones you did.
I did talk to Jenny from The Australian, actually. She was up for a chat. So,
oh,
yeah.
Good.
I don't know if her name was Jenny, but yeah, so it was a big night, but it was a long night, long night.
And every time I saw him, Aaron, in the breaks and in the round, he was outside.
God
and
help us.
I thought, okay, all right, I realised what was going on.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people just sort of going to the pockets, and then a little bit of light would be at the end of their little stick thing, and then they'd be back in the pocket. And I thought,
look, it's better than other things that were, you know, normal there at the locals.
I didn't see anything illicit happening. But yeah, there was a little bit of the old V-ing happening, a little bit of vaping happening.
Yeah, vape.
So
I saw you doing it outside. I saw you doing it with some people from a radio from another network. Goodness knows what people were plotting. I saw you with Christian Wilkins and some other folks, Sarah Harris. I don't know if she was.
Oh, actually.
She was just hanging out, though, I think.
Yeah, she
Speaking of other people there, did you see that neighbor's chick? Charlotte, our friend?
Yeah, absolutely. Charlotte. Did see Charlotte. So, yep, she came up to me while I was talking to some other people.
But it's hard to tell who.
Asserted herself in the conversation.
In the old days,
fair
Aaron.
Enough too.
In the old days, Aaron, people be smoking. You'd be able to tell, oh, that person's got a cigarette in their hand.
Yeah.
Half the people are on the vape and half people aren't. They're just like me. They're just chatting.
Yeah.
You can't tell who's who.
So true.
Question is, what about inside the room? It was a big room and then we were in there for a long time.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I'll only admit this here and because it's early in the morning. I don't want this to be cut up and sent to, you know, news websites because that would be awkward for me. But there was, I had my table, which I was sitting at with the Masked Singer, you know, and the Channel 10 execs. And there was another table a little bit further back, which I would go to. And that was my vaping table.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Who was on the table further back? Reality stars?
No, I was hanging out on the table with Mick Malloy, who at one point said, you've got to stop doing that, mate. People think it's me. I said, that's my plan, Mick, because you're a renegade.
You know you've got a problem, right? Like, we're all, you know, we all know that, right?
Osher Ginsberg came up to me at one point and said, I was in the toilets before and a security guard came in and said, where's Hughesy?
What?
Where's Hughesy? The word had got around that I was vaping in the toilets.
Are you serious? Mate.
Well, I said, are you joking? He said, no. I looked at him and I said, you joking? He said, I'm not joking.
That's
full on. I did not know that.
So I nearly got kicked out. Yeah. So
wow.
That's terrible.
It is. Absolutely.
It's terrible.
But you know what? There's worse things you can do. My God, you could have done other stuff in the toilet. You could have
hurt
someone. You could have kicked someone in the shin.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could do. Is there anyone that you reckon who's doing it listening to us now?
If you're on board, if you're on the V train.
We're only doing it early morning. Nothing to be proud of. Absolutely nothing to be proud of.
There is no, what's that word where you do something and then you, not encourage it, but you don't do something in a way that is.
Endorsing?
Yes. We're not endorsing it. We're
not endorsing it.
Yeah. We're highlighting the danger.
We don't even know the dangers. So.
I don't know, but am I allowed to give him a prize for this? I'm stuck because normally I give folks prizes for stuff.
What if they're feeling guilty about it?
Oh, yeah, great. You can reward the fact that they want to stop. Who wants to quit, man?
Yes.
Where are you currently vaping? What are your areas? Is it work? Is it home? Is it stuck out the back near the bins? Is it in toilets?
What are the rules?
Next to Math Stars?
Well, maybe you've got no idea what we're talking about because some people don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Vaping?
Why? We'll open the lines.
All right, 131060, lines are open. Vaping, are you currently doing it? Where are you sort of hiding your shame or are you out and proud? Are you just wandering down the main street?
Yeah, right now, we've got a $100 menu log voucher up for grabs. Yeah. A couple of them, in fact.
$100?
Absolutely.
Menu log. 131060, are you on the vape train? And if so, where are you doing it? This is to highlight the dangers, not to promote it. In any way, because Husey did his best last night to promote it on national TV.
No, I didn't. And what you guys wanted me to do in the background of a Richard Wilkins cross from the audience was poor. Ooh. What you wanted me to do, which I didn't do, because I would have been kicked out immediately. And I don't want to be hijacked the Logies. Some 51-year-old fool who's, having a midlife crisis.
Funny exit, though.
Yeah.
Husey, Ed and Erin.
So, Logies last night, it's a long night, and you do what you do to get through, And I was presenting at the end of the night, so I really, and it's a nerve-wracking thing to present, So, and, I had a nervous habit, which is,
Can't blame Logies' nerves.
Anyway, I was doing a little bit of vaping.
Yeah, so much so that they said you were known for it and word had got around and you were going to get kicked out if they saw you doing it again.
There was movement
yes,
at the station for the word had got around that Husey was sucking down a vapey vape.
In the toilet.
The toilet.
Heard him, Erin, outside, wandered out and there he was, talking to some people and all I heard him say was, "Mine's watermelon." And I said, "What the hell is he talking about?"
Oh, mate, it's really sad.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
At one point on the red carpet, actually, there was I was FaceTiming my family and then another person tried to out me on the red carpet, to my own children.
What?
And I don't want them. I know. That's it.
Yeah, that's not cool. Who tried to do that to you?
Well, someone who's, on another radio station that's on air right now. So he knows who he is.
Classic.
Where?
Kyle.
No, someone else.
He's not the Loki.
Yeah.
No, someone else.
So who is doing your vape? And if so, where so?
And we're not here to promote it because it's not promotable.
Well, we're not promoting it. We're just seeing.
We've got a nurse. I mean, of course we're not promoting it. She wouldn't promote it.
She wouldn't.
She's not.
Alexandra, Freeman's Ranch. you're not promoting it. This is just reportage. Where do you do it?
In my car.
In your car. What flavour?
Very berry.
Very berry.
Yeah, it's...
What is going on? Is it like milkshakes or...
No, but I mean, what do you do for a living, Alexandra?
I'm a nurse.
Yeah.
Come on.
So this were you a smoker, honey, you originally?
Yes, I was.
So you've stopped smoking?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's good. Well done.
So it's you're weaning off, and it's weaning you off completely eventually, I imagine, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so she's stepping down from what she was doing. And we know that nurses they're very famous for smoking. So if you ever go to a hospital, there's generally a congregation of nurses and doctors and all sorts of health professionals outside, smoking. And you're not proud of it. None of them are proud of it.
Down to make you
but
feel
you know
better.
What I'm talking about, Alexandra, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's bad for you.
Yeah, look, this is good. We're turning lives around here. This is what we wanted. See, Alexandra, she's going to quit now. This is a great service.
Yeah, Alexandra.
And that's one out. Now here comes Bailey from Cronulla. Where are you vaping, Bailey?
Pretty much anywhere. I'm currently in a hardware store right now.
Yeah, in a hardware store.
Inconspicuously doing it into my jumper.
Yeah.
Just a man talking into his jumper like he's in the CIA.
And the problem with vaping and why it's so easy, and you'll back me up here, Bailey, is that it disappears within seconds and there's no evidence of what you've been doing. Is that right, isn't it, Bailey?
Yeah, and if there is, it smells great.
Not great, Bailey. Yeah. We can't promote the smell, Bailey.
We're not promoting it. Yeah. He's not. You're not promoting it, are you, Bailey?
I'm not promoting. Absolutely not.
No. Do you want to quit, Bailey?
Of course he does.
Do I want to?
Yes. Deep down. Deep down.
Definitely did.
Oh, it's exactly. Expensive. We don't know the full impact of it yet.
We don't.
What have we learned today?
We're playing with fire, what we're doing.
Okay, yeah. So what have we learned?
That we need to be mindful of what we do.
You need to quit.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100% I need to. Okay. Great. Yeah, and so does Bailey, so does Alexandra, and so does many people last night.
A lot of people last night.
Were they doing it last night?
Oh, yeah.
But they're all going to quit.
Oh, that's ridiculous. We've inspired it. This little segment saves lives.
Oh, my gosh. This is so...
It's what we do here. And also, that's mainly what we do.
And we also give people $100 menu log vouchers, but that is not why they rang. They rang because deep, deep down they want to quit.
they do want to quit. And they will.
Deep, deep down.
It's ridiculous. Like I'm sucking on a highlighter.
Do you want to give it to me right now? I'll smash it with my foot.
No, I don't want you to get a sore foot.
So, oh, you're so sweet.
No, honestly, we know it's ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
And luckily, we've got human willpower, which will get us through these situations.
Jesus. Human willpower. Yeah, because that's worked so well before for so many others.
So far, so good for you. Kylie from Camden.
What are you doing on Thursday night, Kylie?
Hopefully coming to see you live at the Catholic Club.
Yeah, well, that's happening. So we'd love to see you there this Thursday night at the Campbelltown Catholic Club. Living the good life together. Visit cathclub.com.au. Kylie, can't wait to see you there.
Yes,
hey, thank you.
It's going to be huge. Did you catch any of the Logies last night, Kylie?
No, I didn't. Oh. Not last night.
No, not last night, no. Well, maybe one of the other nights.
She's taped it. She's taped it.
Anyway, so this is it. No, we understand that. We understand people who don't.
They've got live streaming services.
They've got other things to do. Yeah. It's not priority number one for everyone.
It's a long night.
It's a really long night. Well, it was too long for one of our friends.
Buddy.
Yeah, the one and only Bo Ryan, great mates of ours. Aaron, you're... bestie from the footy show in years gone past.
Love him.
Yeah. I saw him on the way in and he pulled up his shorts and yelled, "It's leg day," really loudly across a crowded lobby to the amusement of all concerned.
Yeah, because he would have been so confronted by your men's health cover, it would have triggered him.
No, he was good about it.
All right, well,
yeah,
fair enough.
In his own words, bro, I just love hot guys, bro.
No, he does. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, he was at the Logies last night.
He certainly was.
I saw him in the outdoor area. You know, it was the outdoor area where, you know, people could do whatever they wanted in that outdoor area.
Right, Aaron, we all know what it is. It's the vaping / smoking /
whatever else. Tickles
their whatever
nickel.
Else kind of. Yeah, exactly.
Bo Ryan strode past me about halfway through the night. Mm. I said, "What's happening, Bo? Where are you going?" You know what he said? "I'm getting out of here, man. They've got me on table 67.
Oh, yes.
He said, "I'm at the back of the room.
Yes, he did tell me that.
I'm not a back of the room guy.
He did say that to me as well.
And he said he went up to the boss and said, "What are you doing, man?
Yep.
Why am I back here?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely. He went up to the boss. Yeah. Not happy.
He told me when I saw him, he complained about the same thing. And he goes, bro, the people in front of me are doing infomercials. The people in front of me.
So he was really unhappy about it.
He was not happy, man. He was not having it.
Oh, that's amazing.
But to get out, you know what he had to do to get out?
You couldn't get out. No, wait. Sorry, I'll stop you there. You know this, Aaron. It's like lockdown, like Fort Knox.
Oh, it's awful. And they hold everyone out. If you go to the toilet and it starts, you miss the whole break.
Yeah.
Well, Bo Ryan scaled a fence to leave the Logies.
He's here.
Sorry, what?
It's a high fence, man.
Wait, he climbed a fence.
Scaled was a wall. He scaled a wall.
You saw him doing it?
I saw him doing it. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going. You know what he said to me? Then he said to me something. He said, I'm going to the casino. We'll be back in an hour.
I thought that might be the case. Hughie,
Ed and Aaron. Really exciting. So the Logies last night, we've got the winner coming up, Hamish Blake. But Aaron, your show, 7 p.m. Sky News, Aaron debut. Just before we talk about what happened on your show, how do we watch it if we didn't see it live last night? What do we do?
You can go to Flash and watch it, which is the app that Foxtel and Sky and other shows on there use. So you can go to Flash or go to the Sky News website as well, and they've got all the different kind of clips up.
YouTube it? Bit of YouTube?
And YouTube, absolutely. I think, yeah, actually they're big on YouTube.
They're
Sky
big
News.
On YouTube. Yeah. Yeah.
Ed, I believe you are very enamored with her intro.
I've run the ruler over the tape and I thought, you know what, I'll wait for something to stick out and I'll play it. And I thought, well, straight away it has, because this is how it all got underway.
I've spent the past 18 years working in TV and radio news, the past 11 as a sports host, but the real passion has always been politics, foreign affairs and national security. Good. I also like to have a little bit of a laugh. I get to do that every morning on Brekkie Radio with a couple of comedians, and I'll do it here with you too, when appropriate, of course.
What, a couple of comedians? What, were they in the Witness Relocation Program, are they?
Well, I
know you guys work for other networks and I didn't know if I had your permission. Name you.
You have the permission. You can wear a T-shirt with my face on it if you like.
But very sweet of you.
Now, but also national security, it's your passion, you said there.
Yep.
How does
it's
one,
all I talk about during commercial breaks.
How does one exercise a passion for national security? Like, if I was going to go, like, right now, if I'm like, if people ask me, last night a lot of people asked me what I'm into, you know, I'm like, if I start saying national security, how doth one...
I've got an idea how you do it.
Actively.
You get yourself an AK-47 and a stand-up paddleboard, and you just patrol the shores. You just...
What, between Palm Beach and Freshwater? Or is that where, what's my beat? What is my beat? Rose Bay?
It depends on how many others are doing it with you, Ed. You might have to do the whole coastline.
What about the Hawkesbury? Do I have to, how far up the Hawkesbury?
If they haven't got the right flag on there, man, you a couple of shots across the bow.
Would you guys like me to answer how you can be passionate about it?
It's going to be hard to beat the paddleboard, to be honest.
It's not so much about the execution of it. What I'm interested in and fascinated by is the policy behind it, how we keep our borders safe and the mechanisms behind making that happen and the way that people smugglers work, what they use. I find it fascinating. My dad was the architect of sovereign borders along with Tony Abbott and Scott Morrison. So it's just been something that's been big in our family for a long time.
Yeah,
me and our family, man.
My dad was into fishing. So.
Well,
I didn't share his passion. Aaron shares the fun real talk.
Dad has a gentle heart.
I think it's an intervention. I think sometimes you've got to walk away. Aaron, what are you attempting to do with your child?
I'm attempting to give her the best start to her little life. I'm attempting to move her on from canned spaghetti and six-month-old baby food, which is currently the only thing she really likes to eat. This is what happens when I try and give my four-year-old daughter vegetables. Well, dinner.
Eliza, dinner.
No!
Oof. Please eat your dinner.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
But you haven't tried it.
I don't want it.
Please try it.
No.
You can have one chocolate if you try it.
So that was in response to, like, literally, like, a kid's bolognese, which, I mean, no vegetables in that. So that was just a kid's bolognese. So then I took the idea of one of our beautiful callers to go to the shop and actually let her choose her veggies. She chose a chocolate, one of those chocolate umbrellas, and then helped me pick, like, broccoli, cauliflower, blah, blah, blah. So I took it home, roasted it, served it, didn't touch a thing.
There's a photo we're going to put on our socials of
the
way you presented the vegetables.
What?
And even for me, who's a vegan, I would have gone, nah.
What?
This woman doesn't love me. It was, they're all just placed on a tray.
I think they look nice.
Thank you. And it was actually, I'm not a vegetable eater, but she was looking at it like it was the most offensive thing she's seen in her 4 short years on this planet. Like, she was disgusted.
Because it was too much at once. It was every vegetable under the sun.
Yeah. So
it was all just laid out
there. I've got
some
time to make up. I've got 4 years worth of and vitamins
variety.
To get in it.
Remember we were it told looked, variety so they can pick? Remember we were told that it works?
Yeah, but let's stick with how children think and how adults think. I see that plate and I just think, bad time. I think mummy doesn't love me. Mummy wants me to be unhappy.
So this you thinking as a child, is it? Is
that, yeah,
is
that I'm you? Confused. Or is that you so as an adult?
Is that you now or you as a child? Which one was
that's
that?
That's me right now.
Okay, so that's you now.
You presented. Right. Remember when we went, we went bowling at Parramatta?
Mm-hmm.
At the league's club.
Yeah, what about it?
And they had that and my vegan option, and that's what they presented with me. They presented me with all these vegetables.
Yeah.
Like I'd be happy.
That's right. But she wouldn't even try it. She wouldn't even lick it. I said, just lick the cauliflower. Just lick one of them because I thought she'd like the salt on it. No, it wouldn't even lick
it. You need to batter it. You need to put it all in. You need to put KFC battering across all of it.
That does work.
And then maybe she'll eat it.
And then deep fry that again. So
children don't need to eat vegetables.
Okay. Oh, they do, don't they? That's why I'm so paranoid that she's not going to be healthy.
Do you want to make yourself feel better?
Yes.
Do you want to make Erin feel better? We've got a $100 menu log voucher here. My goodness, the meals you can get on that. So 13 10 60, lines are open. Do you want to speak to the no veggie?
I put it to you that there's parents, there's parents listening whose children don't eat vegetables.
And are they
fine?
Okay?
Yeah,
that's what I need. Fine.
Well, they're happy.
Okay. Do you have non-vegetable eating children and are they perfectly fine and they're perfectly happy?
Yes.
That is the question. 13 10 60, lines are open, $100 from menu log. Children, no vegetables.
Happy.
Alive, well, and happy.
Full of joy.
Thriving would be good. Thriving.
Thriving.
Full of joy and chicken nuggets. That's what they're full of.
Mate, the calls are coming in hot. This could be a revelation.
Hughie, Ed and Erin.
Yeah, but Erin Mullen, you're in the middle of an impossible mission. And I'm saying turn back. What's the mission, Erin?
To get my daughter to eat vegetables of any kind, of any sort, at any time, because I'm worried that I'm holding her back by her not eating well and not being completely healthy.
But the photo that you showed us about, and we're going to put that in our socials.
We already have, and it's an appalling thing to smash my attempt at healthy eating, particularly given you're a punishing vegan.
But you're going to put her off vegetables for life because they need so much treatment to make them appealing. And you don't have the capacity to do the treatment.
I put salt and herbs on them.
You've got to completely cover them in salt. And so you haven't done that. But I'm saying that the kids grow up fine. Whatever you give them, it has the right nourishment in it.
Well, this could be revolutionary because the phones are very, very active for this one. On 13 10 60, it is no vegetables, kids, and how are they turning out? Here comes Selena from Campbelltown. You got a few, got a couple of no vegetable kids, do you?
I do. I've got 3 children, ages 10, 8, and 5, and they absolutely hate vegetables. I have to skip the aisle in Woolworths, and yeah.
I don't even want to walk down the aisle. Even the aisle's too triggering.
No, I can't even walk down the aisle, and I offer it to them, and they're like, ew, yeah.
They smell the freshness, and they go, no.
Where, can you hide them? Can you hide them in what I do with Arnold is hide them in bolognese?
No.
Because Eliza identifies, like if there, God forbid, there should be a shred of carrot that's identifiable in her bolognese, she'll remove
even
it.
Even an onion, like a little diced onion, they'll hunt it down.
So are they functioning to, doesn't need to be well, but are they functioning?
Yeah. They're fit, healthy and normal. They're typical boys riding their bikes every afternoon.
Happy, healthy children.
Yep. Okay, amazing.
And you know what? I think vegetables now would probably mess up their system. So I think you've got
might hurt them.
Here's
Thanks,
Olivia.
Selena.
All right, let's go to Olivia from Newington. She's living a similar life to you, Erin Mullen. Olivia, is it a daughter you're dealing with?
I have a daughter and she's three. And honestly, Erin, it's the audio that you played is my life every evening.
I'm so sorry because it's hard enough when you're exposed to it firsthand and then you're trying to escape with us on the radio and I do that to you. I'm so sorry.
Like, I can't. Sophie's exactly the same. We've tried chicken nuggets that have like hidden vegetables in them and she finds them. We have pasta with like veggies through them and she will like wipe her pasta clean of her vegetables.
Wipe her pasta clean.
She should work at the airport where they're trying to stop people bringing fruit and vegetables into a state.
We say that she's like a truffle pig with vegetables. She sniffs it out.
Oh, that's barking, brilliant.
She'd be barking at a bag.
Does she have to bark? She's a child. She could just point. I tell you what.
Thanks, Olivia. Good luck, honey.
But don't go anywhere because we might have living proof here.
What?
After the news, what about someone who has never eaten a vegetable?
No.
Right. And he's older than me.
Yes. So and he's apparently still
alive. He's in a nursing
alive.
Home.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We're talking about trying to get Erin trying to get her daughter to eat vegetables, not going so well.
No.
The term a fool's errand. That,
well done.
Is that a good term to use?
Yeah,
there?
It's pretty good. Because it means.
Oh, a fool's errand. Like an errand.
Oh, an errand. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I thought that's fool's what you were doing too.
Mate, it could be a new segment.
Oh, he's done
fool's
it.
Fool's errand.
He's done it.
No, but you wouldn't emphasize a D, I wouldn't have thought. Because you're playing on the fact it's my name.
Yeah, but fool's errand.
Then we could just do fool's errand.
I'll get it.
No,
rid-
but the fool's errand's not going to work. I get. You've got to go fool's errand.
I'll get it drawn up.
Yep.
I'll get it drawn up. I'll get some. I'll mock up some posters
on a whiteboard.
Can do.
Let's have a meeting.
Let's have a meeting.
No. We just had it.
You just had it.
So we're cancelling the meeting.
I reckon. Cancel the meeting. Cancel the WebEx.
We've got a meeting. No, sorry. No, we had the meeting. It was at 7:41 and it was a good meeting.
Quick, WebEx. Succinct, everyone, to the point. Yep.
Everyone came. Tick it
nailed
off.
It.
You have the afternoon off.
Come back to sleep, everybody.
Yep.
So here's a tale of a man from Blacktown, a man by the name of Alex. Alex, top of the morning to you.
Morning.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, that's a man who sounds happy. Yeah. Are you happy?
I'm quite happy.
Oh, he's not overplaying his happiness.
Sounded less happy when you asked him.
He doesn't have to overplay his happiness because it's clear for all to see.
Yeah, we're on radio, bro.
Yeah. All to hear.
Now, Alex, how old are you?
I'm 55.
And how many vegetables would you say you eat?
Oh, these days, I'd be lucky when my wife sneaks a bit of carrot through the bolognese, but apart from that, if she does a stir fry, I'll pick at it, and my daughter will say, "Oh, Dad must have had a big lunch today. He's not hungry."
Yep, no vegetables. And he's 55 years old.
But you didn't give up vegetables at the age of 54, thinking I want to enjoy the rest of my life, did you? Have you ever eaten vegetables?
Pretty much never.
Yeah.
I remember a time when I was very, very young and my auntie tried to get me to eat tomato soup and I just flat out refused.
Yeah.
And they tried everything and I just, no.
The rest, they say, is history.
Yeah. Tomato soup to you looked like warmed up blood, didn't it?
Oh, dear.
And I don't know what it looked like, but it's like just the smell and the texture, I just couldn't. Yep. Couldn't tolerate it.
I reckon Hughie's comment was superfluous to need, if we're being entirely honest. But Alex, just give me a look. I know that medical history is, you know, a private thing, but just give me a quick rundown. You got two legs, two arms.
All there, all functional.
Yeah. You've had kids, obviously, so it hasn't impacted you.
No, it hasn't impacted that.
Have you ever had scurvy? Have you ever had scurvy?
No, I haven't. And when COVID went through the house twice, I'm the only one that didn't get it.
Okay, I'm done. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. My child will never eat vegetables again.
Well,
if we've done one good thing today, well done to you, Alex. You get the $100 menu log voucher whenever you want, whatever you want. Did someone say menu log?
Oh, they did. You did just then.
Did somebody say?
No, not paid to sing.
Can I play the Snoop Dogg part of that?
Yeah. You can in the moment. You can do whatever you like because I believe you're angry at something that happened last night at the Logies. We're going to come back.
Yeah. Me and Ed were at the Logies. Erin was doing her own award-winning show on Sky first.
Do you reckon it will ever win a Logie,
absolutely.
My show?
You'll win a lifetime achievement for that. The Hall of Fame next year will be Erin. I'll just play an episode. But Something happened. Many things happened to Logies that enraged me. Mainly other people winning awards, like Ed. Yes. But a group of people need to hear something.
Yeah.
Because what they didn't do last night was a disgrace.
Time for a reality check. He's up and he's angry.
Say what you like about the prestige of the Logies. It's all we've got.
It's good fun.
So if you win one, you should be grateful.
Yes.
Last night, Australian iconic actor Guy Pearce won a Logie. Many people wanted to win his category, but he won.
What was he wearing?
Yeah, well, let's just hear how grateful he was in his acceptance speech.
And the TV Week Logie goes to Guy Pearce. He's not here.
And Guy Pearce actually couldn't be here, so I'll accept it on his behalf, but I bet he'd be stoked.
We'll never know whether Guy Pearce was stoked because he couldn't even be bothered sending in a video message. No. What, he doesn't own an iPhone? No. He can't have 30 seconds in between takes and whatever he's doing now just to film himself doing a Thanks Logies? Yep. What about Colin Frills?
Frillsy?
Another Australian icon. Oh. Have a listen.
And the Logie goes to Colin
tonight, and since Ada's already accepted a Logie, I will be accepting this on Colin's behalf. So just like to say thanks, Mum and Dad, and thanks, everyone. Have a good night.
Is he lost in the sandy desert? Does he have no coverage whatsoever? What about Richard Roxburgh, another bloody great Australian?
And the Logie goes to Richard Roxburgh. Fires!
Richard isn't here and didn't send a video, so we'd encourage you all to meditate on what you think Richard would have said and just really take it to heart.
I've meditated on that, and I think what Richard would have said if he could be bothered is, the Logies is beneath me.
You know, it's a double-edged
sword. I'm embarrassed that I won.
Double-edged sword. That's Tim Minchin doing a good joke about it. And what do we know about him a couple of years ago when he won a Logie but was overseas?
What did he do?
He sent a video.
So
Minchin's gone offensive. Whack on Roxburgh.
It should just be like a raffle. If they're not there, you redraw.
Oh, absolutely. Aaron. Redraw.
Is that the greatest thing I've ever said?
Redraw. Win. 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 For a show he wasn't in.
Easy win.
Win.
I'll take it.
Ed and Aaron.
And we've got Hamish Blake coming up on the show, who won the Gold Logie last night.
Which you handed or presented to him. You announced him.
Yes.
Yeah, that was huge, by the way. That's like the most important job at the Logies.
You know what? Ed Cavalier won a Logie with Have You Been Paying Attention? So that's six in a row for those guys.
Thank you, everyone. If you voted, thank you so much.
Amazing effort there. Well done, Ed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, handing out the Gold Logie, which means I've got to wait till the end of the night. So, yes. And I'm surrounded by people who I'm going to sort of roast. Didn't have a lot of time for roast, but I'm going to roast some of the people in the room. And look, Tom Gleason from Hard Quiz, who won it last time, who the show and he's going great guns.
Absolutely.
But he has a persona of being an a-hole.
Well, the show is about him sort of making fun of people whilst they're on his show for the niche things that they're experts in. And then his campaign, like Aaron, his speech last year was like...
3 years ago now.
3 years ago. Yeah. It was sort of that ilk. Yeah.
He also basically said, I don't care about this, Logie sucks. And
then campaigned for 6 months.
Yeah.
So he's also, he happens to have a passing resemblance to Peter Dutton, all right?
Yes,
so
he does.
This is what I said just before I announced the Gold Logie winner. He was the last nominee who was announced. I said this on stage.
The reigning champion, there he is, Tom Gleason. A man who has inspired Peter Dutton to think that you can be a tall, bald asshole and still win a popular vote. And a 3-2-1 at that. Here we go.
So great response in the room.
You're very funny, but I will just put out there that I think Peter Dutton is absolutely lovely.
Yeah, look,
Sky News Australia.
No, thanks, Nick. Yeah, but you know what? He has the persona of
absolutely, because he's had hard portfolio. So you're right, absolutely. There's a persona. He's a real hard man.
I spoke to Tom Gleason's wife.
Had you warned Tom that was coming?
Well, it's actually happened before it happened. I said to Tom Gleason's wife, I really want to call your husband an asshole on national TV. You know what she said to me? I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
That's a great comedian's wife. Yeah. That is a great comedian's wife.
What a champ.
So there you go.
Yeah, good.
Did you get any backlash from any of your roastings or no? They all went down.
Well, are we going to play Hamish Blake's coming up? I reckon the one you gave Hamish was more pointy than the one you gave Gleason. And I'm looking forward to playing that one.
Yeah.
Because that involved his wife.
Yes, and her wealth.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's worth 200 mil on her own. So, yeah, Logie's last night. I want to get an insight into the mind of Aaron Molan here, because I was in a car and on a table with some beautiful women who are going to be on The Masked Singer this year.
What are their
year.
Names?
Well, their names are Chrissy Swan, Mel B, Spice Girl, and Abby Chatfield, who does the night show here. And Abby in particular, who you can see on page 7 of the Daily Telegraph, and she was wearing an amazing frock. But there was a lot revealed.
Aaron, you told me there was an old rule, or not a rule, but an old guide.
Yeah, they used to always say back in the day that you show either your leg or your cleavage. Kind of, that's what they used to say, like, you know, stylists would go one or the other, but I don't think you just show everything.
Well, Abby was. And in the car, it was like she couldn't really sit up straight because of how tight the dress was. So she had to always be horizontal in the car. So,
mind there.
And she was, we actually considered taking her out of the car on a stretcher.
It'd be a funny look.
Yeah, but there was.
Just quickly on that, Aaron. They were meant to do the red carpet together, right?
Yeah,
it was meant to be. And here they are.
Big publicity Masked Singer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boom, here they are. Because Mel B, good on her for showing up, right? Mel B's here.
I think she did her own makeup, I saw.
Chrissy, oh, really? Chrissy's here.
No, Mel B went in a separate car with her makeup artist. So, yeah,
right. And that's where it starts.
No, that was fair enough.
And so why is it that at the start of the red carpet, you came up to me, of all people, and said, mate, where are they? And I said, I don't know. I can't help you. You've been speaking to a blogger for the last 15 minutes, thinking that they were from a newspaper.
Anyway, now we all ended up on the red carpet, separate areas.
Very separate areas.
But all right, that's all good. It's all, you know, that's the price of fame, you know. Some people are more irrelevant than others. So, and I'll speak to as many bloggers as will have me.
There was one great moment where Mel B brushed past us and actually elbowed Sam Pang. And that, to me, I was like, that's the pecking order and I'm here for it. Come back and headbutt him, please, Mel.
But let's get back to wearing an outfit. So, Aaron, when you go to awards nights, you've been to many. I mean, how much thought goes into it?
Oh, a lot. And luckily for me, it's always been other people that have put that thought into it. So the stylists at the network start working on this months and months in advance. And you kind of do a few fittings and
Fittings.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because all the dresses, they're not kind of, you don't go into a shop and buy it off the rack. Like I'd say almost every single dress that was there on a celeb was made for them specifically.
Right.
And yeah, you do feel a heap of pressure. It's the most uncomfortable night for me of the year when I go to, like, whether it's Logies or the Dally M's or, because you feel like you're completely being judged on what you look like, what you wear. Do you look sexy enough? But are you showing too much? Do you look attractive? Like, it's all these things, because then you get smashed and then, you know, like the articles come out, fashion fail and dirt. So for me, and look, that stuff, no one cares.
Have you checked your phone? I think it's true. I think you've already said this, but you checked your phone during an awards night and seen your name on a list of worst dressed?
Have you ever done that? Look, I don't for the last few years, I don't look at anything, like I don't Google myself, I don't look at articles, nothing, but I get news alerts because I'm a journalist, so I kind of subscribe to four or five sites that, you know, that pop up if there's a news alert, and I'd just done the red carpet at the Gold Coast Luggies, so the last Luggies before this one, and I'd sat down at my table, and the red carpet's an awful experience if you're not comfortable with posing and all that kind of stuff, which I know you probably love, but I'm not, and I'd sat down and my phone kind of lit up with an alert. And it was a Daily Mail article that was kind of headline Molins. And looked, in their defense, they said rare, but fashion fail. And they just had the shot of me in this yellow dress. It's not funny. It's awful because you already feel like crap and anxious and awkward. And I literally had just sat down at the table. The award, they hadn't even started the awards night and I'd been declared a fashion fail. And then they said it looked like a banana or, oh, God, I don't know.
Got to get rid of the worst dress list. My wife made one years ago and every now and again she'll just get a flash across her eyes and I'll go, worst dress list? And she'll go,
I've been part of shows before where that's happened.
We have rung the editor.
Did you ring?
No, I didn't. Well, I had to on behalf. I had to defend a workmate.
You've had to pick
How
up the phone.
How could you do that You've to had, her?
Really?
Yeah, see,
the thing I hate about it, and look, I guess it's one way if you're going and you're part of the TV and entertainment world, it's, I guess, a little bit part and parcel, whatever, who cares? I got a 3 out of 10 one year. That dress was hot, by the way. I don't know what they were talking about. But my beef with it is when it's like a rugby league awards night or the AFL awards night and their wives and partners of players who are going. So they're not putting, you know, they're going to support their husbands and partners. And when they get smashed, I don't like that at all because it's not their world, it's not their job, it's not their, and yes, they choose to go, but I don't like the focus on, you know, smashing women who are going to support their partners.
Also,
at an event.
And they should never be discouraged from going to events.
Well, a lot of them don't go because of that exact reason.
And you can imagine how sad their husbands or boyfriends would be alone at one of those awards nights.
You are an awful, awful human being. And they would be sad. They'd be sitting there missing them dreadfully.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Now, listen here, you two. I am deeply worried about the plight of a model. She's the girlfriend. Her name is Camilla Marone. Of Leonardo DiCaprio,
okay,
one of the world's most famous actors.
Well, hottest actors.
He's dating a model.
Yeah, I know. So,
oh, come on.
When he was in Titanic and other stuff, you know, my heart will go on type thing. Yeah. But I tell you what might not go on.
What?
Well, I know it's not even a might. This relationship. He has famously never dated a woman over the age of 25. Her birthday is June 16. Well, it has just come.
Oh, how old did she turn?
25.
Oh, peace out.
You know what?
Peace out.
You know what I've just realised with him, though? You know how he bangs on about, you know, we've got to save the planet and stuff?
Climate change, yeah.
Look, it's not for his children, it's for his girlfriends. Because they're going to have to live with this world long after he's passed. Some of them will live another 100 years after he's gone.
It's really so true. And I guess, to be honest, it's quite noble of him, you know, because all of us just care about our kids, not about our partners, because generally they're within 3 decades of us, you know, age-wise. But look, I just feel...
How old is he now?
He's 47.
He's 47, right? And
I just feel really sad for her, you know, and she must have known this was coming, but... You know, you always think you're going to be the exception.
No, I've got to ask you a serious question.
Yeah, okay.
You're 22, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You're in LA, your hashtag model.
Yeah.
Leo comes over.
Yep.
Yes, he's overweight.
Yep.
Yes, he's not. Doesn't look the way he used to, but it is still somewhere in there underneath the jowls is Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And in a high wind, when the jowls are back, it's still him, right? So, in all honesty, Erin Mullen.
Yep.
Do they go into it going, you know what, I'll do 2 years, I'll get to go to Belize, I'll get to go to the, you know, the Barbados, and then he'll move on, but I will have got the Instagram followers I need to have a career, like Bar Raffaele did, like Gisele Bündchen did, like even Blake Lively did it.
Yeah.
They've all done it. So do they go into it going, all right, come on, Leo, let's shake hands and agree that this is until I turn 24, or do they honestly think that it's love and they're together?
It's a great question. Let me drop a bombshell on you right now. We always think that we are the exception.
Get
we always think we'll be the one that will be so amazing enough that he will drop his no women over 25 rule and let us stay till at least 27, 28, wow, depending on what condition we've kept our rig in. We always think we'll be the one. I swear, I've dated men before, that's and amazing. I've got girlfriends who've dated men, and everyone says, no, they're awful, mean people. They'll cheat on you. They'll do this. They'll do that. And you go, oh, no, they wouldn't do it to me because I'm special.
Well, you are special.
Yeah, so know? True. Does anyone have Leo's number? Do you reckon they'd be interested in a 37-year-old? 38-year-old. I'm 38-year-old single mum from Sydney.
Is his grandfather single, honestly?
In a moment, a man who isn't single, his name is Hamish Blake. He won a gold Logie. But what Husey did to him and his poor, long-suffering wife on stage, it could be the final crack. He's a nice TV's nicest guy, but he could be about to come off the long run after what Husey did last night.
No, I think he would be happy that I highlighted the wealth disparity between him and his billionaire wife.
Yeah. Soon find out.
Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Logie's last night. The moment of the night is always the gold Logie. I was lucky enough to be the one who presented it.
This is what went down.
And the winner of the gold Logie for 2022 is Hamish Blake!
And he joins us right now. Hamish, any sleep? Mate. How'd you go? Any sleep?
Top of the morning, mate. And I really, I got to first up say thank you, Husey, for really giving it 2 barrels of mayonnaise on the announcement. I really appreciate that.
It was good, strong, wasn't it? It was, mate, really, I think it was trying to make up potentially for something you'd said a little bit earlier, Hamish.
No,
I thought you did an outstanding job. Outstanding intro, Husey. Flawless.
These people are trying to make us, you know, they're trying to make you an enemy of mine.
All I know is that after what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock, making jokes about people's fabulously successful partners and wives before you're about to hand them an award is not a good idea. And you said this.
I was considering starting with keep my wife's name out.
By the way, Hamish, just Zoe looked, I've never seen her look hotter. She looked unbelievable, smoking.
15 out of 10,
at least.
Unbelievable.
She looked incredible.
15 out of 10. Well, that's a nice comment. Not what Husey did before he gave you the award. Have a go at this.
A man whose wife is so rich he's allowed to play with Lego all day.
Truth in jest. I get really too angry at that because that kind of is not like...
You can't sue him for defamation, can you? No,
I do come home from Lego. She's like, hey, how's your day?
But this is why he's...
And talking about, like, you know, international marketing strategies. And I'm like, oh, I did. We made monsters today.
This is why he's the most popular personality on Australian television, because he's just there and he's on.
Because he's just there.
No.
Like monkeypox. What are you talking about?
No. No. Hamish, the proof is in the pudding.
Hamish, would you describe yourself as just there?
Just there. I think that's Sonia Kruger, isn't it? She's on 9.
And now, that's a glowing.
Now, Hamish, you win 3 Logies last night.
Big wins, big wins.
It did. Yeah, Lego had a lovely night. I mean, I classify it as these are all Lego wins. So I'll alert Denmark as soon as they wake up of their success at the Australian Logies.
But Brickman's not getting 2 of them, though. 2 were individual awards. Yeah. Most popular presenter and most... Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch any of Sky News last night, Hamish?
Did not watch any Sky News. No,
Aaron's got a new show on Sky News, 7 p.m. Sunday night. So
actually, I'd love to get...
Okay, well, that's lovely. Sorry, Aaron. I thought they'd, like, slam the Logies or something.
No.
They probably will tonight, to be honest.
They're actually building a border wall out of Lego tonight. You'd love it.
Now, we've got to look, Hamish.
What do you want?
Well, we offered something to a listener. You're doing every radio show in Australia right now, and fair enough. But I,
you know, I'm actually not. You guys have been on the list of probably 3 or 4, and then I reckon I've done my duty and I can go to bed.
But look, I've given something away on your behalf, and I hope you're okay with it. Was Jenny? Was it? Who's? Is it? Is it? Who?
You can't give this away here. Like
now, the envelope, Hamish, that I opened up. The envelope I opened up to say that you'd won is a piece of TV memorabilia, and I gave it away with the caveat that Hamish might want it. So. We've given it away. We said you would sign it and we would give it to one of our listeners.
Vicky, yeah.
Vicky. So right. are you okay with that? You can have time to think about it, or do you want it?
I want it back just so you have to ring and say, I'm giving away something that's not mine. Well, and then once it came back, I would sign it and give it back to the original person. But really, I just want to hear you have to retract the gift.
Thank you so much for giving us content for tomorrow. He never stops, this guy. He just never stops. Congratulations.
Thanks, legends.
Well done, thanks, man.
Good on you. And that's it for us. We're out of here. Don't you worry about that.
We're going to have a massive show. Watch.
What day is it? Oh, my show's on tonight.
Yeah, so yes, so let me do that. Have you been paying attention? Yes. Tonight after MasterChef, number one huge Australian entertainment show.
Thank God we filmed a bit with a Logie on the weekend that we could cut out if we didn't win. So thank God we did that.
Great job.
QZ, Ed and Darren have had their best show, Like the Australiano, featuring McCafe coffee, chai and native wattle seed, unmistakably Aussie.